Right quick into the scoring center, C.J. Anadarko has jumped up on top of Berry Hill. No surprise, 6-0, 3 minutes left in the first. Where's that game in play?
That game in UCO, the University of Central Oklahoma, tonight. An update on Wayne and Carnegie, by the way. Wayne has scored again late in the first quarter. Wayne leads Carnegie in one of those Class A semis tonight. In the other one, Woodland on top of Thomas, 8-0.
The Indians lead the Tipton Tigers in the Class C state finals as we start the second quarter. It's 8-0 on the one-yard touchdown run by Aaron McCandless. It's a 3rd and 5 for the Tigers, moving to our left from their own 46. White under center. It's a draw play up the middle to Clark, and he picks up a pair.
Okay, Coach, what do you do now? You're down 8-0. You're moving the football. You've got 3rd and 2. You going to go for it?
Well, you got a 4th and 2 at near midfield. How much confidence do you have in your defense, Mike?
I think how much confidence you have in number 7, Kerry White.
And, you know,
and they're talking, and they're talking. They
converted two huge fourth downs last week against Sharon Mutual. Both resulted in touchdowns. Coach Sims was beside himself for the Trojans. So here we go. It's a 4th and 2 from their own 48 for the Tigers.
Go left.
As Clark works under center, twins out to the right. Receiver left. Scans the defense. There's a man in motion to the far side.
Continues
the snap. They're just trying to.
That's not going to work with a disciplined team like the Indians are.
The Indians aren't going to bite. They were trying to draw them off sides.
And you know how they were going to do it is they were bringing the man behind right quick and try to force a reaction.
Rick Phillips Insurance Agency carries a full line of insurance, including personal, commercial, workers' compensation, life and health. For all those insurance needs, come see the friendly professionals at Rick Phillips Insurance Agency. You'll find them on 10th Street, Suite 101 in Woodward, or give them a call at 254-2797. Rick Phillips certainly wants to wish his coach, Troy Bullard, and the rest of the Indians good luck.
I wonder why he wants to wish him good luck. Any relationship with those two guys? I imagine.
So a 4th and 2 coming up. It looks like the Tigers are now going to punt it after they tried to draw the Indians offside.
I don't think so.
No, they're still.
I think he wanted. I think he wanted to see the defensive set.
And you're right, Mike. Here he goes. They're going to go for it. White under center on a 4th and 2 from their own 48, trailing 8-0 with 11 minutes to play in the first half. It's a handoff at the middle to Torres. He dives across the first down line. Looks like he picked it up near midfield. Depends on the spot, but I think either way they got that, Mike. Yep. Move the chains for the Tigers on that 4th and 2.
He didn't get it by more than 5 inches, though. Everybody forgets it's where the knee is.
That's right. So far on the night, Josh Torres, 22 rushing yards. Last week he had 200 against the Trojans in the semifinals.
Well, they're trying to make a statement right now. Yeah. They're trying to line up and go down the field, trying to react to that 8-0 score.
Clark under center with split backs on a 1st and 10 from midfield. It's a fake. The handoff drops back to pass, looking over the middle. He's got Torres, hits him, but it's incomplete. Aaron McCandless blowing that play up at the near side 35-yard line. It was in the hands of Josh Torres, and McCandless blew him up on the left shoulder, and the ball went incomplete.
We got a flag on the play, though. No, not a flag, just a gripe.
Just a gripe.
Well, White came over here just screaming that his receiver was held, but his receiver had his head knocked off. On which part was held?
As you can hear, the Indian sideline certainly building off of that one. Would have been near a 15-20-yard gain.
Hey, Matt, is that a hit?
2nd and 10 from midfield as White brings the Tigers to the line with a empty backfield. Twins out to the right. Now a man in motion far side. Torres on the jet sweep tries to get the corner, and he can't. It's a pickup of 2 yards before Daniel Raya closes that gap on the far side.
Both defensive ends and outside linebackers for the Indians are so quick. Their lateral pursuit is they cover too quick for that kind of play. Matt, where are you?
I was sticking around down here on this sideline. It gets a little tough for me to hear sometimes because the Shattuck Indians have plenty of support. You may notice all the support they've got in the stands, but they've even got help from some other folks as well.
Hey,
if you guys look out into the stands,
yes.
DCLA's football team is over here. They're doing the tomahawk chop over here with the Shattuck Indians.
I thought I saw some Sharon Mutual kids too.
On 3rd and 8 for the Tigers from the Indian 48, man in motion far side, dropping back to pass is White. Looking over the middle, launches it. First down, it's picked up after the catch on the near side 39-yard line by Clayton Kincannon. And a late flag comes in on the far side.
Well, that flag was way away from the play. Matt, do you have any idea?
Well, I'm not exactly sure what the call is going to be, but I know that Tyson Bullard not happy about it, whatever it was. He was in the ear of the official, and that's why that flag was a little bit late coming out. I think the official might have been distracted by whatever Tyson Bullard was saying.
Well, they're talking to Shattuck, so. Oh, good. Eligible receiver downfield. And, you know, that was a situation, Pete, where I thought it was a screen pass. I think you did, too. And Shattuck blew it up. And then while they waited around for people to go downfield, the lineman had already gone. And so there was no way for that play to ever work.
Yeah, so after the what would have been a 10-yard gain gets wiped out by the illegal receiver downfield. So bring this one back after it would have been another third down conversion.
Do you agree that they're trying to set up the screen?
Yes, absolutely.
I think Tyson Bullard really was trying to get his point across to the official.
He did. He may want to run for president if he can argue that good.
So with 9:47,
that was the slowest play in high school football I've ever seen.
9:47 to play in the first half. The Shattuck Indians lead the Tipton Tigers in the Class C state finals 8-0. With the Tigers get set for the ninth play of their drive. It's a 3rd and 12 from their own 48-yard line. White brings his guys to the line. It's an empty backfield once again. Trips out to the near side. It's a screen play, fakes it, option now dropping back to pass, looking downfield, rolling left, and he sheds a tackle at the 40, another one at the 45, throws it at the 50, and it's caught at the 31. Check that, 26-yard line. It was on the near side, Antonio Leja, and a flag comes in once again.
It's coming back again, and Kerry White is causing that because he's not getting rid of the football. And when he turned to run, number 35, I don't have his name. Go ahead, CJ.
He may have been past the line of scrimmage when he threw the football.
I checked that. Royce Burnell went to block for him, and Royce went downfield. And Kerry White's the one in charge. Now, he's doing a great job avoiding the deal, but he's got to make his mind up.
Yep.
There you go.
And I think you guys are right because he launched that ball right at near midfield, and the line of scrimmage was back at the 48-yard line.
Oh, CJ, I apologize. You're right. I'm looking at the down marker, not the. I mean the 10-yard mark, and not the down marker. There's no question he was beyond the line of scrimmage.
Yeah,
you were right once. Mark that. Get a piece of paper. That's the first time in 27 years.
28.
Okay. There you're right again. I tell you what, Kerry Wright is doing a great job avoiding the rush, but he's killing himself.
Yeah, and he's hurting his
Let's
team.
Let's go
certainly.
Back right quick though. You got to agree once again, Shattuck. Saw what the play was, defined the screen, and blew it up.
They deciphered it.
I mean, he almost threw the screen pass right to the Shattuck Indian. I mean, this is a very, very well-coached football team.
So it's a fourth down from their own 41. Standing back to kick is Mark Clark. And McCandless standing at his own 30-yard line, getting it set to receive it. Check that out. Kerry White with the righty boot. And the ball drops at the 30, bouncing inside. And it'll be down at the 25.
My friends, you're listening to exclusive Championship Friday coverage on your undisputed Tri-State sports leader for 28 years, covering high school football the way it should be covered. K101 is KWOX-FM Woodward.
So with 8:43 to play in the first half, the Shattuck Indians lead the Tipton Tigers in the Class C state finals.
Let's close it out. 8-0. Let's go on an 8-minute, 43-second drive, go in and half at 16-0. Take this to the house.
It's a 1st and 10 for the Indians from their own 29. McCandless working under center. He's got twins out to the right, man in motion to the near side. And he will option it, keeping himself up the middle, running off the left guard, picks up 4 before he's dragged down from behind by Scotty Rushing.
Got another flag. I think this is a personal foul, Shattuck.
Well, you sort that out, guys. We can tell you Woodland has scored again. They lead in the second quarter. Early on, second quarter at Enid High School, Woodland on top of Thomas, 14-0. And Wayne likewise scores as well. Wayne leading Carnegie, 18-0 now, early on second quarter.
It's holding on the play, so it'll bring it back for the Indians after that 5-yard gain by McCandless on the option up the middle. Probably look like looking at a loss now of, after the gain, 15 yards, 10 yards on the holding. So 1st and 20.
I'm still having trouble adapting to this football field. I keep waiting for the players to get off the field.
First and 20 from their own
20-yard line.
First and 20 from their own 15. McCandless under center. Twins out to the left. It's a screen play to the left. Floyd catches it at the 15. Far side 20. Outside the 25. And he's dropped on the far side.
It was good. That was a good screen play that time because McCandless got the ball out quickly. Got it to his receiver before anybody could adjust and picked up 10.
And looks like they're back to the original line of scrimmage.
10.
Second and 10 for the Indians from their own 25. McCandless under center. Twins out to the check that. Third and 10 from their own 25. And it was a screen pass near side to Floyd, and it was broken up by Torres.
Yeah, almost intercepted. Almost intercepted.
So the Indians now looking at a three and out their own deep in their own territory. And in six drives, we've had five punts tonight, Mike. Certainly not what we expected to start this game off.
Well, there's no question about it. The bottom line is both teams are rushing for under 70 yards.
McCandless standing back at his own 14-yard line. And the righty boot is line drive, middle of the field, bouncing to the far side, picked up at the far side by White, and he's running near side across midfield, downfield to the 45, inside the 40, and he's dropped, upended by McCandless at the 39-yard line. A nice return to start this drive by Kerry White.
Yep. I'm going to argue a little bit. I think that's
Gerald White. Yeah, that's his brother, the freshman brother.
Yep.
Ed's Cafe in Shattuck, they want to invite you to come join them for their daily lunch and dinner specials. They are open Monday through Friday, 6 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock in the evening, giving you the best hometown cooking anywhere. Ed's Cafe, certainly a proud supporter of the Shattuck Indians, all the students, all the athletes. They say, go Indians.
You know, Pete, that's the most offense that they've had it today. They have had the ball on 18 plays and got 33 yards. So the Shattuck defense has played tremendously, but they're going to be in a hole right now as we start at the 40.
As the Indians check that, the Tigers get set for a first and 10 from the Indian 40-39, and it's a handoff to Clark up the middle, stopped at the line of scrimmage, and that time it was Branson Brown, the nose tackle, getting in at the knees.
Yep, and guess how, they got a little help from Kerry Floyd.
He did. Everyone's gotten help from Corey all night.
Corey Floyd, just stand him up, I'll knock him down.
A good solid rain coming down now.
I'm sorry to ask you because the umbrellas are coming out over here.
And this is probably about the heaviest it's been throughout the course of this matchup tonight. So we'll see if that starts to factor in. Obviously, the field is turf, but could affect the grip on the ball. Might see some turnovers here.
White working out of the shotgun on a second and 10 from the Indian 39. It's a high snap. The lefty drops back to pass, looking over the middle. Flag comes in. It's caught inside the 20-yard line. Dropped by, on the play by, check that, Bo Schrader.
And why did he drop it? Kerry Floyd hit him.
Corey Floyd hit him once again, and a flag comes in as well.
Going to be holding on the offensive football team.
Holding on the Tigers, so bring that one back. And what? I mean, I know we've got the rain coming in tonight, but it doesn't feel like either team, or really the whole game, has gotten into any type of flow tonight, Mike, at all.
Except for the touchdown run by McCandless.
I mean, it was really that drive that set up the Indians' 8-0 lead was that 47-yard run by McCandless earlier in the drive, which set up the touchdown.
Yes.
But other than that one big play, we haven't seen a single gain of more than 10 yards.
If I'm a wide receiver for the Tipton team, I go back to my quarterback and say, don't float that up there anymore. You're getting me killed.
He is.
Is there a chiropractor in the house? Because the Tipton boys are going to need some help.
Second and 20 from just across midfield for the Tigers. White under center. He drops back to pass, looking near side, flushed out to the near side, and it's caught on the screen play over the middle. Near side 45. Bounces a man at the 40. He's got room to run inside the 20. 10-5 touchdown. And what a job on the near side by Dylan Simpson, the tight end, coming across the middle on the screen play.
Well, the biggest part of that play was he hurdled what was going to be a great tackle. He just jumped over him, and I thought he actually stepped out of bounds, but that's not an issue right now.
It's a 48-yard touchdown from Kerry White to Dylan Simpson.
Wow. Was it illegal to hurdle before? Because I've seen everybody hurdle now. I thought it was one point in time you couldn't hurdle.
Well, it certainly makes a nice top 10 when you get over that defender, that's
it'll
for sure.
It'll be on ESPN.
Yeah, we'll see that one. Dylan Simpson with that 48-yard touchdown reception. They get set for the two-point conversion. White working under center. Twins out to the right. It's a handoff, keeping himself, actually. Now looking near side is White, and he's knocked out of bounds by Corey Floyd. So no good on the two-point conversion. But the Tigers do get on the board. It's 8-6, Indians on top of the Tigers with 6:40 to play in the first half of the Class C state championship.
Dr. Christian Burris, DDS, and Bob Burris with Rafter B Cattle Company certainly want to wish the Shattuck Indians another safe and successful year. Good luck to all the athletes. They're certainly proud supporters of the Shattuck Indians. Newman Pharmacy, they are conveniently located inside Newman Memorial Hospital. They're open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Newman Pharmacy takes all major insurance cards as well as Medicare Part B and D. Locally owned and operated, Newman Pharmacy, certainly a proud supporter of the Shattuck Indians. After one quarter at Boone Pickens Stadium tonight in Stillwater in the 4A title tilt, Wagner leads Clinton by a field goal, 3-0, just underway in the second quarter. Wagner on top of Clinton.
As the Tigers get on the board, they now trail 8-6 to the Shattuck Indians on the Class C state finals. Pete Mundo alongside Mike Mitchell, CJ Montgomery, Matt Storm on the sidelines. It was a 48-yard pass from, not a 48-yard pass, it was a screen pass from Kerry White.
No, that's still a pass.
To Dylan Simpson. And Simpson then took it the rest of the way to the house, hurdling a defender on the near side 35 and waltzing his way into the end zone.
Yeah, I thought he had him at the 35, and he just jumped over him. It was an excellent run all the way, and they finally got the screen pass to work.
So White doing the kickoff from the 40. It's straight away down the middle, and it's dropped by Floyd at the 15. Picks it up, running far side of the field, 15, now to the 20. He's got blockers at the 25, and he's taken down at the 27-yard line on the far side. And that time it was Antonio Leja.
The Indians are going to set up with about 6:30.
Indians will have 6:30 to work with in the first half, up 2 points, 8-6. As the rain continues to come down at Fastlane Field, Indians have a first and 10 from their own 28. McCandless under center, Twins out to the right. A lone man in the backfield. Carpenter in motion to the far side. It's an option up the middle now, running off the right tackle. He's crossed the 35, near the 30. Check that, 30,
oh,
35 near midfield at the 40. And he's dragged down at the 42-yard line after the gain of 12 by Chris Clark.
Tell you what, he does an excellent job, that Aaron McCandless does, and dipping and faking and taking it away from him. It's unbelievable.
So a quick pickup of 14 yards. As we mentioned, now the third play in 18 minutes of play, that's over 10 yards. McCandless under center. He's got two receivers to the right, a lone man in the backfield. Carpenter in motion to that far side. It's a handoff up the middle to Schick. Schick running up the left hash to near midfield to the 48, where he's dropped on that play once again by Chris Clark.
One of those Class A semis tonight, Wayne really putting it on Carnegie. Still in the first half, second quarter, Wayne, the Bulldogs, lead the Wildcats from Carnegie 24-0. The winner there looks like it's going to be Wayne, would meet the winner of Woodland and Thomas. Currently in the second quarter, Woodland leading Thomas 14-0.
Second and 3 for the Indians from their own 49. McCandless under center. He's got a receiver out to the right. It's a handoff up the middle to Schick. He's across the 45, middle of the field, 40, far side, 35, 30. He's trying to get inside, one man to beat inside the 25, and he's knocked out of bounds at the 18-yard line on the far side by Dylan Simpson.
That's one of those typical cases that everybody goes to Aaron McCandless. Give Troy Burland and his staff a lot of credit. They changed up the scheme, and they've gone with Schick the last two times, and nobody's counting him.
It's a pickup of 32 yards by Schick, who last week, as we mentioned, only had 4 carries.
Well, you got to like the adjustment. Everybody's spying on McCandless, and Coach Boulder said, I'll just change the game.
On a first and 10 for the Indians from the Tiger 18-yard line, McCandless will option it, keeping himself off the left guard inside the 15 near the 10, and he's dropped by rushing after the gain of 8 yards.
Or I'll come back with bread and butter.
There you go. Just that hesitation in the backfield that McCandless takes really just freezes the defense for the second, and that's all he needs.
And he gets restarted quicker than they. I mean, seriously, I mean, he can stop on a dime, and he can also take off real well. Excellent.
Second and two for the Indians from the Tiger 10-yard line. Two receivers out to the left, a lone man in the backfield. It's a handoff to Schick running up the middle near the first down. Looks like he got it, ran into a lot of traffic along that line. Chris Clark, the linebacker, coming in for the stop. And they're going to move the chains. First down, it's a first and goal for the Tigers after that 3-yard pickup. First and goal for the Indians, excuse me. So with 4:37 to play in the first half, the Shattuck Indians lead the Tipton Tigers 8-6 in the Class C state finals. McCandless working under center on a first and goal. It's a screen play left to Floyd at the 5. He's inside the 5 near the pylon. He's knocked out of bounds at the 2 on the far side by Keenan White.
Again, a little change of direction. Threw the ball. Nobody expected.
Close in on 4:20. McCandless with a second and goal from the 3-yard line. He's under center. He's got one man in the backfield. Twins out to the right. He keeps himself running behind the center, and he's in to the touchdown. The Shattuck Indians take a 14-6 lead with 4:20 to play in the Class C state finals on the 2-yard touchdown run by Aaron McCandless.
You know, I'm always going to wonder if that was an audible because Tipton came out and spread the defense. Left a big gap over the right side. That's where he went. So you got to think he decided that I can get in here from there.
Looks like the Indians will get set for their two-point conversion. After that drive goes 71 yards and takes 8 plays. McCandless under center for the two-point conversion. He's got a man in motion to that far side. It's a handoff to Schick, ball on the ground, and it's picked up, and that'll be just no good on the two-point conversion. Tigers trying to get a little something out of that.
Carnegie making a bit of a comeback. They have scored. It's now 24-6. Wayne, though, still in control over Carnegie late in the second quarter. Let us step aside. We'll catch a quick break. Back we come in 30. You're listening to Championship Friday on the Road to the Top.
Do you want your athlete to know how proud you are of all their hard work? Let them know with a personalized banner from Compass Athletics. Make it extra special by adding their picture to the banner, or let your athlete show off their school pride and stay warm at the same time with a personalized team jacket. Come by Compass Athletics to see their new shipments of apparel just in time for Christmas shopping. Compass Athletics has training apparel and equipment by Nike, Under Armour, Russell, Rawlings, and Worth. Compass Athletics, 1901 Main Street in Woodward, serving you in every direction.
Since 1909, the Shattuck National Bank has been Northwest Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle's local family-owned bank. Whether it be real estate, ag, commercial, or consumer lending, the Shattuck National Bank is committed to serving their customers. They are not owned or headquartered hundreds of miles away. They are right here, ready to serve you. The Shattuck National Bank, a real good bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Medic Drug and Gifts in Shattuck, Canadian, and Laverne, and Enid as well, is your one-stop shop for everything from prescriptions to great gift ideas. If it's your favorite college team or a wedding gift, they certainly have it. Medic Drug and Gifts, a proud supporter of all area schools.
Shattuck goes on a 7-play, 73-yard drive. Use 2:07 on the clock to take the lead at 14-6. Back to you, Pete.
McCandless kicking to our right, picked up at the 15-yard line. Running near side is Clark to the 20, 25, nearing the 30. Knocked out of bounds there by Chase Holly.
Why'd he quit running? Oh, that's right. They paint that line there.
That's right. There we go. So, as you mentioned on that drive, Mike, a very nice drive. McCandless now in the day, 8 runs for 84 yards and 2 touchdowns. You know what's coming from the Indians, but you still can't stop it. And that's been the story tonight for the Tigers, at least.
You know, that's what amazes me, and CJ doesn't want to hear this, but it's kind of like the belldozer. You're familiar with the belldozer?
Yeah.
I mean, you can tell people, this is what I'm going to do, but if it works, it works. And so if you can bet you that Coach Bullard's found some things he likes, especially with the running of Caden Schick on that drive. You know, he's got 5 rushes for 41 yards, and he's not been a big player here the last couple of weeks, but tonight he's becoming one.
First and 10 for the Tigers from their own 31. Out of the I formation, Torres dots it. It's a handoff off the left guard. Torres tries to get the corner, and he can't. He's dropped by Corey Floyd after the gain of 2.
Coach, I don't know how to tell you. You're not going to run left on the Indians.
Yeah, Corey Floyd doing a great job of sealing that edge.
I don't think it really makes any difference. Corey Ford's going to seal wherever you go.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really make any difference. His lateral movement's astonishing. And the real problem is you get by him and the rest of the Indians, and sitting back there is the master of disaster, Aaron McCandless, and he'll stick here.
White works under center on a 2nd and 8 from their own 31. It fakes the handoff, options it off the left guard, and he's taken down in the backfield for the loss of one.
Too slow. Can't run that kind of play against Shattuck.
Chase Holly in the backfield along with who else? Corey Floyd and Branson Brown.
Chase Holly read that from the get-go. And I'm not sure you know or I know what the play was, because they were trying to do some trickery, but they never got a chance to get to that point. Where was Torres going?
It looked like they were trying to maybe do
the double pass.
Yeah.
But they never had a chance. So Mr. Holly brought Christmas to him early.
3rd and 10 for the Tigers from their own 31-yard line with White under center, twins out to his left. Man in motion to the far side. He looks over the middle, dropping back to pass, near side fade, and it's picked off at midfield. Running near side 40, knocked out of bounds at the 33 by rushing, but it's a pickoff by Aaron McCandless, who's doing it all tonight. Two touchdowns, now an interception, and he brings it back for 17 yards.
What do you call that in the NFL? A flying duck? I mean, we're back to he's floating that ball up there. Matt, did you see that? Boy, you're going to get somebody killed. We're going to get it every time.
Yeah, he's lobbing those up there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hang time on some of those passes that should be a dart. But, again, you got to wonder if maybe that ball's coming loose on him a little bit, considering the wet field conditions. That ball just slipping out.
I think that's his style. I'm counting on you getting one of them here.
Indians with a 1st and 10 from the Tiger 34. McCandless trying to option it up the middle himself. Sheds a tackle inside the 30. And he's dragged down by rushing at the 27 after the pickup of 7. And, guys, the first interception of the season thrown by Kerry White right there.
It's hard to believe.
17 touchdowns, no interceptions.
You know what yak yards are?
Yards after catch?
You know what yak yards are? Y-A-T?
Yards after throw?
No, yards after touch. And I tell you what, Aaron McCandless, how many times has he been touched on the line of scrimmage? Talk about his quickness, but his leg streak's pretty good, too.
So a 2nd and 4 for the Indians from the Tiger 27. It's a handoff to Schick running up the left hash mark, 25-20, inside the 15-10, into the end zone, left corner for the touchdown. Caden Schick, 27 yards, and the Indians now up 20-6 with inside of 2 minutes to play in the first half.
Boy, just a great call that time as McCandless took the fake, got the ball. We talked about it a few minutes ago. Caden Schick, he's the X factor right now. If you're going to spy on McCandless, here comes Schick. Going to go for 2 again. Shock.
I just got a fist bump from Randy Holly.
Oh, really? Tell him I need another Diet Coke.
2-point conversion coming up for the Indians with McCandless under center. 2 receivers out to the left. A lone man in the backfield. It's a pitch right to Schick. He's running off the right tackle, trying to get inside near the chalk. And
he didn't make it.
No good on the 2-point conversion. Was half a yard short. Good job by the Tipton defense. It's 20-6. The Shattuck Indians lead the Tipton Tigers with 1:56 to play in the first half of the Class C state finals.
Shattuck Lumber and Hardware, the one stop for all those building and home improvement needs. There's only one name to remember when you're starting those home improvement projects this weekend: Shattuck Lumber and Hardware. They want to wish the Shattuck Indians good luck all season long. Snell Nelson and Shattuck Insurance, independent agents that take great pride in working for you to find the right policy to fit your particular needs. They're right there to assist you when an agent really counts. Call Monica, Pam, or Ann in Buffalo, or in Shattuck, call John. That's Snell Nelson Insurance Agency and Shattuck Insurance, LLC, your hometown agencies proudly supporting all the area schools. Update on a couple of scores here. Woodland scored again. It's 20-0. Woodland on top of Thomas. They're still in the first half. Wayne scores again. It's 31-6. Wayne in the other Class A semi. So if those scores hold, it would be Woodland and Wayne for the Class A gold ball next week. A score from Stillwater High School tonight. Kasha Hall leading Heritage Hall 7-0. That's a first half score. Anadarko and the other one leading Berryhill 6-0.
Right quick, a 2-play drive after the interception for 34 yards. Shattuck goes up 20-6 with the kickoff. Here comes Pete.
McCandless kicking to our right. Sky high kick near side. Picked up at the 15, middle of the field to the 20, 25. And he slides down, slips, it looks like, as that was Kerry White.
Yeah, he saw what was going to happen to him. He's
Check that, Mark Clark on the carry. Yeah, and he just
He did the quarterback deal.
Oh, you think he
actually
slid?
Yeah, he got down.
He didn't want to get popped?
Nah, I don't want to get hit by an Indian. These Indians don't hit fair.
Well, with the rain, he had a good excuse. He can make
Speaking
it
of rain, Matt, bring us up to date, please.
I'm sorry, what was that?
How's
the rain? What's the rain with? What's the weather?
Well, as far as rain goes right now, it's stopped. Still calm.
I'm
wind,
worried about you.
You know, I was a bit surprised to see that the guy lost his footing there on the kick return because we haven't seen that a lot tonight.
First and 10 from their own 29. The Tigers working with out of the shotgun is Torres, and he keeps it himself, running off the left tackle. Near side 35, tries to cut the edge at the 40. But he's knocked out by Bo Schrader at the 41, but it's a gain of 12 yards on the play and a first down for the Tigers.
You're the football guy. Is that a Wildcat?
That's out of the old Bill Parcells playbook. Right?
Yeah, just right now you need some better. The quarterback's not a very big guy. I'm not sure. I guess I have it right here. But he's 5'9", maybe 140, and putting Torres in the Wildcat position, I think you're going to see that the rest of this half.
And Torres a little more, too, on that 6'1", 175. It's a first and 10 for the Tigers from their own 42 with Torres working under center, trips out to the left, scans the defense,
double.
Ball on the ground, and it's picked up. Torres drops on it at the line of scrimmage. No gain.
That's the problem you always have when you start changing the people who take the snap.
And especially
never got it
in wetter conditions.
After trailing 7-0, Heritage Hall has just scored in one of the 3A semis tonight. It's 7-7, Chargers and Commandos. Casha Hall, Heritage Hall, knotted at 7. They're at Pioneer Stadium in Stillwater.
I'll take Heritage Hall.
Guys, just a quick observation. We've noticed that there's been some trouble with the exchange for Tipton tonight. We noticed that Shattuck has done a very good job. Branson Brown, the center for the Shattuck Indians, will come over during pauses, during offensive plays, dry his hands off. And they also have been keeping the ball. Two or three of them underneath the towel. They run those in to keep those dry as well. Offensive plays for Shattuck.
Torres running off right tackle on second and 10 from his own 41, and he cannot get the edge. Now running back to the near side. And it's going to be a loss of 15 yards on the play as Corey Floyd chased him down for the loss.
You want to match speed for speed, Mr. Torres. You better find somebody else because you're not going to ever be able to outrun the missile. Boy, Corey Floyd had him completely spotted. Timeout on the field by Shattuck.
The Shattuck Chamber of Commerce has lots for sale with highway frontage in Shattuck's Industrial Park. Recent traffic studies show 5,000 cars pass through Shattuck's Industrial Park every day. Give your business that high visibility edge with a location in fast-growing Shattuck's Industrial Park. Call the Shattuck Chamber at 938-2818. If you want the best personal service around, then look no further than McKay Ford and Lincoln. McKay Ford, Lincoln, you won't get the hassle of those big city guys. Just an honest, friendly staff waiting to take care of you. Highway 270 South, Good Deal Drive in Woodward, the home of personal service. My good friend, broadcast partner, Mike Mitchell, has a McKay Ford, Lincoln.
You know what's staggering about this deal, Pete, is that Tipton's dominated possession of football. They've had it for over 20 minutes, and Shattuck's only had it for 7 minutes, but they've used that 7 minutes pretty wisely.
It's been an efficient 7 minutes for the Indians. So with 36 seconds to play in the first half, Coach Bullard calling a
timeout.
Wants
the ball back.
Just wants the ball back, exactly.
Has two timeouts left, according to my figures.
Two timeouts left, so a third and 25. The Indians, check that, the Tigers have from their own 25-yard line with Torres working out of the shotgun formation. He's got two wide out to his left. It's a jet sweep, keeps it up the middle, check that. Rolf, the right guard, gains 10 yards back, but still going to be 15 yards short of that first down. And Coach Bullard uses another timeout with 32 seconds to play.
Getting his money's worth right now.
Craig Head and Dersh, a professional limited liability company located 1803 Oklahoma Avenue in Woodward. Certainly want to wish the Shattuck Indians good luck tonight, their quest for yet another state championship. Call Stephanie or David, certified public accountants, 256-5016, for all those accounting, tax, and estate planning needs.
32 seconds to play in the first half. The Tigers facing a 4th and 17. So Coach Bullard using two of his timeouts the last two plays, Mike, to try and get as much as he can up 20-6 here late in the first half.
Well, you take the big pass play for the touchdown away, Pete. You know, Tipton's rushed 22 times for 36 yards. I mean, technically, Shattuck dominated this football game except for one mistake on the pass play. So Coach Bullard thinks he can maybe run this kick back or get back close enough where he can score again. I like people who think, this is good coaching. I like good coaching.
And Coach Bullard.
If you want to see good coaching, you just go look at Coach Bullard and his staff.
And as we
Except that one kid on there. What's his name, Young? I'm worried about him.
So a 4th and 17 for the Tigers from their own.
I coached him when he was 12 years old. Oh, yes, that's been 40 years
ago. Oh, my gosh. There you go. Mike Mitchell showing his age. The righty kick coming to the near side, 42, where it comes out of bounds. They keep the ball away from the canless. Kerry White on the kick. So the Indians will have the ball at their own 42 with 27 seconds to play in the first half, already up 20-6 in the Class C state finals at Fastlane Field at Southwestern State over the Tipton Tigers.
All the scores all playoff season long, courtesy of Compass Athletics, Troy Jones Equipment Company, and Northwest Physical Therapy. Wagner has scored again. It was an 86-yard run with three left in the first half. It is now 9-0. Wagner leading Clinton in the 4A state championship game.
Clinton's getting beat.
There you have it. So here come the Indians with 27 seconds to work with, up 20-6. And McCandless working out of the shotgun formation. He's got twins out to his left. He's looking left. Now looking downfield. Looking downfield. Throws the ball for Floyd, and it's picked off at the 25-yard line. Running middle of the field now, far side 35-40, and he's dropped at the 42. That time on the pickoff, Clayton King-Cannon playing back in coverage and just picking off Aaron McCandless.
Yeah, the ball floated on him a little bit. Actually, the receiver probably had a step, but kind of floated and hung up there a minute. That's what you want to do. I mean, now you sit back, you play defense, don't get any deeper than the ball, and go into halftime leading 20-6. What do you got, 15 seconds left?
15 seconds to work with. We'll see if the Tigers have anything drawn up at this point, trailing 20-6.
Well, if you're Coach Kerbal, I don't know. You know, do you want to put it up and give a chance for McCandless to return it for a touchdown? If I'm them, I'd go up and take a knee. That's just me.
Well, also, remember the Indians will take the ball to start the third quarter. So a 1st and 10 for the Tigers with White under center. Scans the defense, and it'll be dropped back to pass. He's looking downfield, now looking near side. Floats the ball up, and it's nearly picked off.
Golly.
It was Torres on the near side, and he just once again, White just floating that ball up.
He needs to go to Brandon Wiggins School of Passing next week.
I wonder, guys, how's the breathing over there? Because it seems like every time one of those passes goes up, the Tipton fans suck the air out over there on that side.
I'm serious. He floats. How else can you describe it? I mean, I feel like you're going to run out and catch it.
Yeah, I thought you'd be able to catch that, Mike. That was up there away.
Well, I'm not. His receivers aren't that more dominating than the Indians. I thought maybe he was trying to get a jump ball, but.
Kerry White only with 81 passing attempts on the season, but as we mentioned, 17 touchdowns to no interceptions coming into this game. So he's been very efficient with the ball.
How?
So, yeah. 2nd and 10 for the Tigers. 7 seconds to play in the first half. White under center. They're at their own 41-yard line. Man in motion to the near side. Fakes the jet sweep. Handoff at the middle to Torres. He's across the 45. Dragged down from behind.
Great job that time by Branson Brown. Branson Brown's played a good ball game.
The nose tackle chasing him down. So they're going to let this clock. No, they're going to use a timeout.
We've got this play. This is the play you run against OU, okay? If you have an offense and you're going to play against OU, this is the play you run. You go back to the huddle and say, everybody run deep, I'll throw it to you.
And it helps when you have Robert Griffin III back there as well.
I thought you'd bring that up.
Now's the time to buy at Jess Wells Chevrolet in Shattuck at their year-end sale, including new half- and three-quarter-ton trucks, Equinoxes, Chevy cars, the 2012 Chevy Volt, and quality pre-owned vehicles. They're in the middle of a redesign, and they have moved next door temporarily. Experience the difference at Jess Wells Chevrolet, where Chevy runs deep. Well, in 20-0 now, they moved to halftime. Same score, though. They are half now at Enid High School with the Cougars on top of the Terriers. 20-0 halftime in Enid.
So 2 seconds to work within this first half. The Shattuck Indians lead the Tipton Tigers 20-6 in the Class C state finals at Fastlane Field. Pete Mundo along with Mike Mitchell, C.J. Montgomery, Matt Storm on the sidelines. We'll see what Coach Kerbo has lined up, if anything, at this point. You got to figure he's going to take some chance, but Kerry White throwing the ball has been very suspect tonight. 2 for 2 of 6 with one interception, only 52 yards.
You've got Corey Floyd and McCandless back, so you don't want to take too much of a chance.
White under center on the third and seventh, their own 45. White looking downfield. He's taken down in the backfield. Branson Brown was the first man in on the sack, and that'll do it for the first half as we head into it. The Shattuck Indians lead the Tipton Tigers 20-6. In the Class C state finals, Coach Bullard, his final game on the sideline as the Indians look for their eighth state championship.